Blog Talk Radio.
On the line. Charlie,
Virginia.
Good morning, Virginia. Who else is on the line?
Charlie from Bronx, New York.
Good morning, Bronx, New York. Who else is up there?
Bahamas.
Good morning, Bahamas. Who else is on the line?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Good morning.
Everyone from Niagara Falls, New York.
Well, good morning to everyone. Good morning and happy Monday to you. This is Marcia Pruitt in Dallas, Texas, and I'm very excited to welcome all of you to our team call. Good morning and welcome. This is our Jet Set 30-day blitz call where we are blitzing all the way to convention. We have, oh my goodness, was it almost less than 20 days left to a convention? It'll be here before we know it. But before we get started, let's go ahead and quickly go through some of our announcements. We want to continue to encourage everyone, all of our team, to go to CRTAs for the remainder of this month at least. Let's go ahead and push everyone during our blitz to make sure and stay encouraged and go to the CRTA that's going on in your local area. Go ahead and check your back office today. See if you've got one coming up in your area. Make sure and get all of your old people and your new people. Get out to a CRTA and help get them pumped up right before convention. We also want to make sure and continue to use all the tools available, like our Jet Set 24-hour hotline. Now, that's going to help you even when you're not available. Now, that number is area 512-404-1250. That's the 24-hour hotline. We've got steps 1 through 4. If you have not listened to it, please hang up afterwards, after this call, and press number 1, press number 2, number 3, and number 4, and think about how that will help your business even while you're asleep. Yes, there is a Jet Set Director meeting today. If you are a Jet Set Director or a President's Club ring wearer or a $10,000 bonus earner, please be at the Jet Set Director's meeting today, same place and same time. Now, of course, we'll want to make sure and grab a couple of new friends and have them on the call tonight, so that they can hear about a wonderful business opportunity. Now, tonight, the call is going to be on this line at 9 p.m. Central Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. There will be a great business presentation done by our directors, Roland Atouris and Craig Sweet. That's going to be tonight. Have at least 2 new people, some people that you'll meet today, have them on the call tonight. This line, 9 p.m. Central, and then 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And as I said earlier, we are all blitzing to the convention. The convention is August 6th through the 10th next month in St. Louis, the YTV convention. We expect to see all of you all there. I believe today is the last day to get that reduced price. So if you got any fence sitters, today is the last day. And then the price goes up, I believe, on tomorrow. And still all the new people will be able to get in on a reduced rate. So we want to encourage everyone to go to the YTV convention. You also want to encourage everyone to make sure that they are pre-registered for the YTV University classes so they still have time to get their ticket in the mail to them. That makes everything nice and organized. So please encourage everyone on your team to do so, and please encourage them to do that today. And then just FYI, make sure that you're also letting your team know about our Jet Set Awards and Recognition Ceremony that is going to happen Friday night of the YTV convention, and they really won't find it listed anywhere else because it is a team event. So let them know, and then I will come back to you and give you all of the information as far as the room number. But we will block that time out for Friday night, and yes, we will be pretty much late. So I believe the Friday day session goes until about 6, and we won't start again until about 9. So just to kind of let you know, to kind of block out that schedule, we are going to expect to have a whole lot of fun. But let's go ahead and get started this morning by bringing on our leader. And as you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates his earnings are over $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite circle of champions. But what we all love and appreciate the most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. Let's greet him this Monday morning with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning to you, Marcia Pruitt, and good morning to each and every one of you. Good morning, champions all over the nation and throughout the world. Good morning to the power team leaders. Good morning, $10,000 dream bonus earners. Good morning, President's Club ring wearers. Good morning, directors and circle of champions. Good morning to each and every one of you. You know, Marcia, just hearing you talk about that Jet Set Awards and recognition ceremony, it's just such a wonderful event to be putting together. You know, we've got, I just want to make sure that everyone knows that they are invited. Now, we'll be giving awards, of course, to our team and those who have accomplished certain things, really, really accomplished a lot of hard work. But everyone is invited, and I just wanted to make sure that that was clear. You know, we found out some interesting news here lately, Marcia, that I think is really worth talking about. Now, we all know that the power list is the list to be on. That's the list done by Travel Weekly that rates all of the travel agents based on their performance, based on the numbers. Now, we all know that YTD was rated number 35 overall, number 11 in leisure travel. Now, number 35 overall was 35 on the list. They were only on the list the year before. Well, we've gotten the new information of the most updated numbers, and YTB has gone from number 35 overall to number 26 overall. Now, that's a big jump, going from number 35 to be number 26. So I began to kind of look at who was number 34 last year. Who was one better than us last year as far as sales are concerned? And then let me see how they figured up this year. So the company that was number 34 last year rated number 33 this year. So they moved up on the list, but they moved up from 34 last year to 33 last year. Well, look at YTB International moved up from 35 last year to 26. You know what? That just talks about our quest of becoming the number one travel company in the number one industry in the world. What a feat that is, you know. Just Marcia, you and I were just reflecting on the coach's call this Saturday, and we just thought it was absolutely outstanding. He was talking about how good each and every one of you are and how all of us, no matter where you are, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter where you are, no matter what you come with, each and every one of us can win. Talked about each and every one of us can win. I look at what Coach Tomer's done. You know, he's just been here before, you know, being a part of A.O. Williams and being the, you know, the company, the new company that came onto the block as far as insurance sales and then going to number one. But Coach has often talked about as you're on your way, as you're in your pursuit of number one, that other companies and other people will say and point their fingers and do this, that, and the other. But he knows, Coach does, he's been in this fight before, how to win. And he just talks about how to win, what it takes to win, and being in this fight before, knowing what it takes to win and having that vision to do so. I'm just excited that we are inching up closer and closer and closer to that ultimate goal. You know, something very interesting took place, Marcia. And we were on the Harvest is Plenty cruise, and I'm sure for other people, other directors and all, it was the same, but we were just hit with so many different questions. Hey, while I've got you here, let me ask you a quick question. Hey, I've got something I want to run by you. Hey, can we make sure that we can spend some time together? Just want to kind of enlighten you on a situation that's going on. And we heard a lot of different things, and as we begin to advise people, they were like, oh, wow, I'm so glad that I talked to you. I'm so glad that I got that direction from you. I'll follow your lead on that. Oh, you're so right. And I started thinking, wait a minute, Marcia. We, you know, here are people that could get us for just a moment and had like a question or two. I wish that everyone on this call could somehow benefit from some of those same questions, because I bet you if one or two or three or four people, Marcia, were thinking of, you know, the questions we received, then surely many other people have had the same questions. So I want to just kind of review some of those questions, Marcia, that you and I received being there on the ship. Now, they were good questions. These are from people who are in the fight, already $10,000 bonus earners, already power team leaders, already in the coach's corner. We had all spectrum of questions that people were asking us. Marcia, what were some of the ones that you remember particularly that people were asking? And there were some common questions. Every once in a while there was one or two that were unique, but What comes to mind, Mercy, when I just bring up some of the direction, the leader points that people were looking for in that Harvest of 20 cruise?
Well, thanks so much, James. It was great. A lot of people were just, you know, wanting to just to have a few moments. But I'll tell you what, after a couple of days, we did start to notice several of the questions coming back of being the same thing. People were really interested in, you know, how to get their power team to grow faster, how to put more people in quicker. We had a lot of people that were at 50 in their power team trying to get to 100, and we wanted to get to 100 by convention. You know, what do we do? What's the best? What do you think I should do about my meeting? Here's where we are. You know, but it was a lot of, I think, mostly team-building questions. And if it wasn't really team-building questions, you know, we questioned them. Why aren't we talking about team-building stuff? So it was really more about team-building stuff. And I guess most people were just interested in how to help their team grow faster. Isn't that the main point? How do we make our team? How do I get from 50 to 100 in my power team? How do I get to director? And, you know, James, it was funny, wasn't it? After a while, I think about the third or fourth day, you and I started looking at each other going, okay, do you want to take this one? Because I think after a while, we started to say, here's the exact same answer again, and here's the same answer again. You know what the answer is? It's a formula. It's a formula that we use whenever we want to get from one level to the next. And it's so simple. I guess it's too simple. And that formula, of course, is just to sponsor six people personally, sponsor six people and help them get to their power team. And, you know, we kind of told that about, we said that answer maybe about 20, 30 different times on the ship because it was a lot of different scenarios. But the same, at the end of the day, the answer was the same. And we always put it right back, the onus, all back on the person who was talking to us. As not necessarily, you know, going back to your team, I want to go get my team going. And we said, you got to get going. That's the most important thing is you got to get going. You got to get six. You got to get six and help them get to their power team. Then you have a fresh new batch. And all the rest of your team, they'll come along and see what it is that you're doing. And then you're right back on track right again. We talked about Mr. Torres, Roland. Remember that time when he had come to us after his whole hurricane situation? And it was the exact same formula. It was go sponsor six and then help them get to their power team. And that's really the name of the game. I think a lot of times we talk about a lot about fancy stuff on this call, fancy testimonies, but you know the name of the game is just get personally sponsored six personally, and that's the main thing. I think I heard a lot about my team, my team, my team, but we were talking to people and telling them to personally sponsor six, personally sponsor six and help them get to their power team, and I think that's the main thing. If everyone can just keep that as the main thing, getting to the next level, getting to directorship, getting to Coach's Corner, getting your first $10,000 bonus, we're going to sponsor six and help them get back to their power team. And I think that'll really that's really the best advice. That was the most advice that we were end up giving out. Well, wouldn't you say, James?
That was definitely the most common answer. And you mentioned when Roland approached us, and Marcel, I just want to paint a real clear picture. This is a gentleman who had a lot of momentum, a lot of things happening, and four hurricanes in a short period of time wiped out. I think it was, close to 1,000 people from his team. And he came and said, I really believe in YTB. I really believe in Coach. I really believe in what we're doing. I believe in what's going on. How do I begin anew, James? How do I begin anew? And Marcia, that same answer, personally sponsor six and help them get to their power team. And just remembering that same scenario and that same answer, as simple as it sounds, was able to just turn that complete business around and look at it now. It's thriving, it's strong, it's prosperous. I want to pause for a second, Marcia, and just welcome our partner in success to the call. I'm talking about Everybody's Hero, ladies and gentlemen. He's a third-level director, multiple President's Club wing wearer, big-time bonus earner. Please help me welcome to the call Mr. Roland Atours. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. James, man, you know, when I think back about that time, you know, going through those hurricanes, and what really did it for me, and that was as I was coming up this morning, and, you know, that was coming from devotion, and I just saw how grateful I was for you and Marcia, man. And I remember
joining like about 3 months later, and you guys just said, Roland, you got to get to convention. You know, you got to get this. And I just really thought that you were wired up, James. And I talked to the Star team. I talked to Ron, man. He's wired up by this company, man. You know, he's talking about the owners and the founders. And man, he's just too wired up, you know. And I was looking for every reason, James, not to go to the convention because I just thought it was a big pep rally. And he was like, Roland, you got to go. You got to go. And we booked our ticket maybe about a week. Or probably about 2 weeks before the convention. You know, we did that last minute. You know, we decided to go, James. But then when I went there, James, I saw, you know, that you just weren't wired up, but YTV was within you. You know, and I was at the convention, man, and I heard and I saw Ron Head get $250,000 bonus check. I saw Juliet St. John get her first $50,000 bonus, you know. But most importantly, I saw the owners and I saw their heart, you know, and that belief level, James. I mean, I tell you what, at that time, man, I was building a little fast, you know, but I think what really sustained me, you know, through the hurricanes after I rebuilt was my belief level. And my belief level grew just like yours. You know, I started being wired for the company. I started talking about Coach. I started talking about the founder. I started talking about the company as a whole and where it was going. And, James, I was more excited that I had a hold of something special that I knew about, you know, more than the leadership bonuses, more than all that. But I knew that, man, I'm at the right place at the right time. If I could just hold on, you know, I would get far. And just as I expected, well, I didn't expect the hurricanes, but, you know, I just expected the building. They know the hurricanes came, and it just kind of wiped me away. And you're right, just had to restart. But I really believe that if my belief level wasn't there, the belief level of Rolanda White and the Star team, if we didn't go to convention and build our belief level. Because, see, at that time, now we were ready. We were ready for the fight. We were ready for the naysayers. We were ready for, you know, because it was more than just the hurricane, James. We had people, we had problems with Florida and licensing issues, and people were signing up and getting letters from Tallahassee saying they're going to jail. Could you imagine stuff like that we had to overcome? People calling us and threatening us. You know, you got me in this company. But I had believed in the company, James. It was all because of you. Kept making the effort, said, Roland, you gotta go. Roland, you gotta go. And I'm right now this morning, I was just meditating on the fact. I was like, man, if James didn't do that, would I still be here? You know, if James didn't tell me to press my way through and get there, would I still be here? So I just know that my belief level went up because I grew a testimony. Because some of us, we're using other people's testimony, but it's different when we have our own testimony. When I'm at the convention, I developed my own testimony. I saw some real-life stuff. I had some real-life conversations. I saw some real stories. I saw the checks being distributed. I saw the heart of Coach. And I started developing my own story, James. And once you have your own story, no one can take that away from you. If people can see in your eyes whether you believe or not. They can tell if you doubt. And really, James, what they're buying is you. What they're buying is your mindset. What they're buying is your heart. And my heart just fell in love with YTB at that time. And you're right, James, I went back and I lift my sleeves, roll my sleeves up, and I said, I'm going back to work. You know, going back to work. And James, one thing led to another, one thing. But not only me, James. Star team went back to work. You know what I mean? My sister went back to work, you know. And it was like a team effort, man. But we all had that belief level because we went to convention, James.
You know, Roland, you're right about the belief level. You're right in what it takes to win in that regard. But, man, I want to just say it was you, Roland. It was you even after receiving the advice. You know, what do I do now? You know, and the answer was the same answer as all the people on the ship. Can you personally sponsor six and help them get to their power team? You said, I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. And, Roland, looking back now, because we can look back and see what happened later that year. You know, we couldn't look back at the time because it was happening, but now we can look back then. And, Roland, you never quite made it to six. You began to personally sponsor an RTA here and work with that person, help them get to their power team, work with the folks that they left them, and still looking for that next new personally sponsored. Roland, I believe you only ended up personally sponsoring four. About working with them and who they left you and running and following your nose and digging for gold and continuing to work and continuing to help people, Roland, you went on to earn, what was it, four $10,000 bonuses in that 1 year? And when you look back and came running up to me and said, look, man, look, four $10,000 bonuses in 1 year, James, four in 1 year. And I just personally sponsored four along the way and helped them get there. So now I don't know if the magic number is four, Roland, but if a person would just start their business over, 10, Rick starts over every week, looking for someone new to sponsor. I think a lot of times, Marcia, a lot of times, Roland, when we talk to people and they give us their whole story and the explanation of what's going on, and we're thinking the whole time just personally sponsor and help somebody get to their power team, and they start telling how they're sending emails to their team and contacting all of their team, and then they're like, man, you know, but I've only got about 15 or 20 really consistently coming to the meeting. Well, you're spending 2 and 3 hours, you know, emailing people and contacting folks, Marcia, who you said, Marcia, who are you contacting? Who are you communicating with? The thing to do is to lead, to go lead by personally sponsoring, by personally saying, okay, here's what I can control. I can control who I talk with. I can control who I work with. I can control who I help. I can help. I can get one or two right with me. And, yes, your team is there. They're looking. But as you begin to do, they begin to do. And what is it you'd like them to do? Mirror that. Go personally. Go do it. Coach calls that monkey see, monkey do. If you're out there personally sponsoring, if you're out there recruiting, if you're, you know, Marcia, Roland, I got to tell you, you know, we're putting together the Jet Set Director Academy, and I'm sorry, the Jet Set Awards and Recognition Ceremony, looking at all the different categories, Roland, the top producers, top power team growth, personally sponsored the most, the MVP, the Rookie of the Year, the Total Commitment Award. We start looking at all these awards and looking at these categories. It's mind-blowing, folks. Why? Because so many people are so close. And where they are, you know, looking at the top five, it's like three that are all at the exact same number. I wish people knew that they were so close in the running for these awards. I wish I could say, look, you're tied for first, you're tied for second, you're tied for third. You know, keep pushing. It'd be so wonderful when your name is called out for what you've accomplished. So I just want everyone to keep pushing. You don't know you how close you are, and your teammates are right there with you. Roland, we're coming down to the wire. We've got to have some sort of cutoff of where we cut the numbers off as we're beginning to get these awards. So right now, let me tell you, the awards are being put together. The ceremony is being put together. The convention, oh, my goodness, all of the news coverage is going to be there, and just a monumental event. All of that being considered, all of that taking place. But let me tell you something. Personally sponsor six and help them get to their power team. Personally sponsoring, it begins with each and every person rolling. It just begins in the mirror. Don't you agree?
Yes, James, I absolutely agree. And one thing that you do when you personally sponsor someone right away, I ask them two questions. I say, listen, you just joined the business. I know you're excited. I want to ask you a question. Do you want to build this fast or do you want to build this slow? And 90% of people say, I want to build this fast. And I ask them a second question. Well, listen, how much money do you want to make this month? And I wait and I listen because it's extremely important that you listen to them and see what their goals are. How much money do you want to make this month? I want to make $500 a month. I want to make $2,000. I want to make $10,000 a month. Whatever they say, I say, great. I want you to invite 10 to 20 people to your home this week. Can you do that this week? Because I just asked them, do they want to build it slow or fast? And they told me fast. And then I said, okay, what's your goal? $10,000 this month, $500. Whatever they told me, I said, great. I need you to invite 10 to 20 people to your home this week, and I'll be there. And as soon as you get there, do that tryout party, anyone find there, you ask them the exact same questions. Do you want to build this fast? Do you want to build this slow? How much do you want to make this month? That's the quickest way to build momentum, right? Because you have them thinking, and you have them working on their time set because they told you that they want to build it fast. Those two questions will get somebody started right away to build momentum right away, James.
And right away, Roland, means right away. Right away doesn't mean next Thursday. Right away doesn't mean next Tuesday. Right away means right now. You know, people look at me strange when I whip out my phone and say, who do you know is super sharp that you'd like to make a 50% match on their income from now on? Who do you know that we need to talk to right away? Well, my brother-in-law, well, my cousin, this guy I work with, and I whip out my phone and say, call him. And they're like, what, right now? Yeah, right now. Because, see, Roland, if that's the pace that you set, Roland, and the pace is right now. Can you call someone right now and have them take a look? Can you call someone right now and pique their interest? Because, see, once you make the call, Roland, once you kind of pique their interest, the seed is not planted. And we've done our job in planting the seed. And I always say, if we plant the seed, God will water it. It's just important for us today to get people exposed and share the business with them today. You know, I was talking to someone. They had a really strong, strong pastor that had come aboard. And a lot of times we know how to grow this business. You're in the coach's corner, then guess what? You're doing something right. You're a power team leader, guess what? You're doing something right. You already know how to get where you are because there you are. Sometimes new folks come in and have an idea that they're going to have a big, gigantic meeting and invite everyone in the world that they know, and we can put that meeting up in 2 months from now. That sounds great 2 months from now, but that's like 2 years from now for me. What can we do today? Who can we call right now? Can we call 10 folks today and then 10 new folks tomorrow and then start following up? What can we do today? Yeah, let's plan the big meeting. Let's plan to invite everybody you've ever met in your whole life to come there. Let's plan all that. However, what can we do today? What can we do? Well, can you get 3 or 4 over to your house tomorrow night? Can you get 5 or 6 over to your house day after tomorrow? That's okay. Okay, I tell you what. Now we got people coming to your house tomorrow night. The very next day, can we put together a breakfast? Or how about a lunch? Or how about 3 or 4 here? See, well, it's that kind of steps. You always call that going for the first down, not the touchdown, but just going for the first down. The way to get a bunch of touchdowns is to get a bunch of first downs. And so, Roland, you know, I just don't want everyone thinking, let me put together a dynamite meeting and you can invite everyone you've ever met. That's good. But what can we do today, Roland? Who can we talk with today, Roland? What can we do today to set things up? And you know what? I heard Marcia saying, get new people to convention. You know, Roland, you were so proud the other day when you and I talked because it was a lady that got to convention last year by hook or crook. I think she ended up rooming with 4 or 5 other ladies, and she just packed in. She just came based on faith. But you got a call from her saying that she's now invited back to this year's convention, but invited back to the director's meeting because she's so close. And you were just telling me how much joy that brought to you because that person stepped out on faith and that person got there no matter what. And now she's coming back getting ready to be a director, Roland. See, that's a person that took it upon themselves to go to work. You know, we can all win. We just got to go to work. We can all win. We just have to smile and be friendly and extend our hand and say, how are you? And start chatting with people and asking those silk questions, not polyester questions, but silk questions that lead us down the path of what we're looking for. Roland, I remember you talking about that lady. You have not forgotten. That's just a special, special when you see people take the advice and the leadership and just run with it, Roland. So I'm excited about this convention. I'm excited about the awards and recognition ceremony. I'm excited that people are so close. RTAs are so close in the race for these awards. But what do? I can't call somebody and say, hey, you're tied for number 3. Get going. I want to call and say that, but I'll tell. I'm trying to keep the surprise, but I'm telling you, you're so close to getting to where you want to. Make sure you seize these last couple of weeks on our way to the convention, Roland. And, you know, just talking about how that lady did what she did and making it there by hook or crook and rooming it with 3 or 4 other ladies. And now, a year later, what a difference that 1 year makes, Roland. I know how excited you are about that. And, you know, as we talk and talk, at times, it seems to get away from us so fast. But yes, we have the meeting tonight, and the meeting is an opportunity meeting over the phone where we'll be previewing this incredible, brilliant business model that's changing so many lives. Make sure the folks you talk with today, you got some folks tapped in to that very call, tapped in that 24-hour hotline, setting up those travel parties, those breakfasts, those lunches, those one-on-ones, those two-on-ones, those meetings, those three-way calls. Set them up. Get moving. Roland, I'm excited and ready to go. And, boy, I don't know what to go do first. Sponsor somebody and help them get to their power team or sponsor somebody and help them get to their power team. Well, Roland, I want to turn the call over to you, man, to close out like you do each and every morning. Take it away, sir.
Well, James, I would love to, man. Just let everyone know that Greg Sweet is jet setting his way down here to South Florida area. He's going to be here for a week. Man, he came off the cruise and sponsored a few pastors, and now he's working his power team here in the South Florida area. Man, look out. But he's going to be doing my meeting this Thursday. Greg Sweet will be here in town this Thursday doing my meeting. But, James, you know what? As I close the call, I just think back the way I started this call, by convention, man. And, you know, and it seems like a hype. It seems like a push. It seems like we're trying to get people, you know, but it has nothing to do with that. What convention does, it builds something within you. You know, it lets you understand what you're building, who you're building for, why you're building it. Is it going to be around? You know, when you have those factors in the back of your mind, you can't stop. When you see that we're moving from 35 to 26, you can't stop. When you see that our goal is to be the number one travel company in the world, you can't stop. When you see our founders is saying that we're going to create 10,000 millionaires, you can't stop. You've got to keep going. You've got to keep pushing. And what convention does, see, your team cannot grow without until its leaders grow within. Your team cannot grow without until the leaders grow within. So all the leaders that you have on your team, any people that anyone on your team that you think are leaders, that look like leaders, that have the possibility of becoming a leader. See if you can get in the convention. Just get a room. Just fill up with five people, man. Just rent a truck, a book, whatever. Just get there. Just get there and watch what happens to your organization. On behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt, Roland Michelle, a tourist, we are skipping levels in 2008. Don't believe what you see. See what you believe, because with God, all things are possible. Be blessed soon upon the morning.
All right. We heard exciting, again, you know, exciting leadership development motivation this morning in terms of the call. You know, and for those that are out there that, you know, part of the YTB network that's tuning into this call, and those that are thinking about joining the network, they said the key to doing everything is personally sponsor six people and help them get to their power team. Personally sponsor six people and help them get to their power team. And, you know, I wasn't on the cruise to get to ask them the question about how to do your team, but I came to the same conclusion. I mean, and that's what me and my wife are doing. We said, you know, I told my wife, I said, if we personally sponsor six, help them get to their power team, that's 36, and then help that 36 get to their power team, that's 216 people in our power team, along with the other 36 and the other six, and which means that's $2,000 bonuses, a whole bunch of $1,000 bonuses, just a whole bunch of money. But he said, you know, the key, personally sponsor six and help them get to their power team. It don't get no simpler than that. I mean, I've been in a lot of different companies, and, I know a lot of different formulas that have been given out. And, you know, another company I was in before, you know, it was a little bit more difficult than personally sponsoring six and help them get to their power team. Let me bring up my co-host, Monty Sullivan Mitchell, and get his comments on the call this morning. Monty, you there?
Hey,
hey,
T'Challa.
Hey, man.
Hey, it's about as coaches made the call, man. He's called to play. He's called to play. Get six, help them get six. That's always been his play, man. So if we're on this team and we're team players, we got to run the play, man.
That's it, man. Hey, that's all we have to do. And, you know, he's coaching people because he's going to create, at a minimum, he'll probably create more, but at a minimum, 10,000 new millionaires. And, you know, he knows how to do that. So it's not like hype or someone with a fantasy dream. And as, you know, James started to call off this morning showing how YTB moved from number 35 to number 26. We're inching our way up there, and we're eventually going to be number one. But what it really means is this, for folk who ask the question about, oh, you know, I heard there's so many people in YTB, I think it's saturated. I don't think there's an opportunity no more. We're growing. Now, when we get to number one, it's going to be a little bit different, because that means as we get to number one, that means more and more people have come on. We went from 35 to 26. So there's still a lot more growth that's going to have to take place to be number one. But while we're in that growth process, what that means also for those that come aboard, you can grow with the opportunity. And I think that is, tremendous in terms of being able to have that looked upon as this thing is growing, expanding, and building. And they keep telling us, and some people missing that, they keep telling us, that a new person can come in right now and make more money than the top earners that already exist in the company.
And you know what's about this? The opportunity is perfect. The timing is perfect. You know, the other company we were in, we came in, we were able to do some things, but we came in to that company later than we wished.
We also came in and when it was number one.
Right.
It was number one in the industry when we came in. It was not trying to become number one.
Right. And so here we are again, but we're way ahead of the curve.
Right.
And so other people, people that are listening out there, here's your chance to get on board almost at the beginning. We're not at the beginning, but we're almost at the beginning. But once this thing explodes, Hope you're aboard.
Hey. That's the deal. I mean, and I was thinking, as we was listening to the call this morning, and Roland was talking about a person that on his team last year that they found a way to get to the convention. So it was a struggle. It was a challenge, and they had to share room with some other people and all of that. But it was a tremendous challenge. And this year they invited back to the convention, but they invited back because they're a director. But last year they just was somebody just trying to get to the convention. And I see that, I feel that, what the other person that's on the line this morning. Pam, you there?
Yes, I'm here. How
hey.
You doing? Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
You can end up with a similar testimony as he was talking about this morning. Just coming in new and trying to figure all of this out and being coachable and just trying to make it work and, get to the convention. And then this time next year, you could end up being a director in this company. And life-changing experience.
Yeah, my life is amazing.
So,
I'm just kind of like under the weather today, but I'll be okay. I said my prayers this morning, doing my little walk.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, glad you tuned into the call this morning, and, just keep pushing and plugging away, and, God's going to do the rest. Yeah, that's
okay.
What, you do your part. If we know how it goes, you do your part, God's going to do the rest.
Yeah.
We all get challenges at times, but they come, and we answer, we deal with them. And as the coach said on the call Saturday, what they was also talking about is that this is bigger than just a business, but a place where leadership can be provided to help people get through life. Would you agree, Monty, in terms of what the coach put out there Saturday in terms of his call?
I definitely do because, every day that you wake up, man, it's a brand new day. It's a brand new day. It's for you to start over again. So anything that happens in your life is temporary. The good things and the bad things are temporary. So, when something goes down in your life, something negative, this old saying, this too will pass because it's gonna go by. And you just need to keep focused on your goals and moving forward. That's all you need to do.
So true. Okay, I want to wrap this up. I need to get started on my day. I got some calls and stuff to follow up on. So I work on personally getting my six sponsored. And, me and my wife, we got a thing that we're doing. She told me, she said, we're working together to do things, her thing is, well, you sponsor your six, I sponsor my six, that means we get 12. I said, okay, all right. She said, so let's look at it that way. She said, so I'm working on my six. My six is my six. Your six is your six, but they are our 12. And so that's what we're focusing on. So, she's out and about where she's got to be today, and she already told me, said by the time I come home today, she said, I'm gonna have one or two new people. So she said, I see you when you get home. When I get home today, let me know where you at. I said, all right, okay. But it's fun. It's fun because we see how we can change, our lives. Any closing comments from you two as we wrap up?
I'm just gonna keep my head up, and I'm out here. I got my flyers, and I'm gonna keep passing them out. I'm gonna keep
facing
God.
All right.
Hey, Satawi, convention, man, convention.
All right. Okay, people out there listening on cyberspace, hey, tune in with us tonight, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, we have our Eastern Standard Time. We have our show, You Can't Win If You Don't Plug In. And my junior co-host is back in town, and he'll be opening up the show. That's my grandson. He called me, he worried me, so I want to get back home because I want to do YTB, so But we have our show tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, right back here on Blog Talk Radio, you know, about how to plug in, how to use the tools, how to use the system, and how to make this home-based business work for you. And remember, YTB stands for more than your travel biz. It also stands for you are truly blessed. God bless you. See you tonight.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye.